After nearly 30 years with the town of Normal and a long list of accomplishments, including Uptown redevelopment, Mark Peterson announced his retirement yesterday, effective at the end of March 2018. He was hired in 1988 as assistant city manager and appointed as city manager in 1998. Mark, thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we appreciate you stopping by. Why now, Mark? Why is this the right time?
That's a good question. Somebody asked me the other day, and I said, well, I think it's because I'm old. And when people get old, they retire. But again, I'm not that old. I'm 58 years old, for the record. I'll be 59 when I retire next March. But I've been thinking about it for a while, and I will say this. I love my job. I'm fortunate to be in a position where I look forward to coming to work every day. And it's because this is a great community, and it's fun. We're doing a lot of things that are fun, and I've got a tremendously talented staff, and I want to, you know, much of my success goes to the staff. Frankly, city manager's one person, and it's relatively limited on what we can do as city managers. But our job, primary job, I think, the most important aspect of our job is getting the right people in the right places, giving them the tools and the resources that they need to be successful, and then letting them be successful, get out of their way. And as I look back, if there's anything that I'm really particularly proud of is the staff.
I'm sorry, but you take a moment.
Sure.
And let me jump to the next question.
Sure.
Here. There wasn't a recently accomplished objective that caused you to say, well, now that that's done, I can go.
No, not at all. In fact, I've still got 8 more months here, and there's a lot yet to do.
Sure.
I've got a lot of things I want to see done and some projects that I want to get started. But I think it's just a good time for the organization, and I say that, I really mean that. You know, 20 years is a long time to be city manager. I've been here 30. You pointed out earlier, 2 city managers in the history of the community spans almost 50 years. I really do believe that it's time for new leadership. And I've had some success, and I appreciate the comments that were made by Mr. Fritzen and others, and it's really gratifying. But I do think it's an exciting opportunity for the town to bring in a fresh perspective, some new energy, new ideas, new vision that I believe will take the town to a new level of success.
You've touched on this a couple of times.
Yeah.
About coming here, liking the community, the fact that you've served a long time. Your career as city manager has been fairly atypical when you look at other city managers. It's not unusual for city managers to serve a number of cities as city manager.
Right.
You landed here and stayed.
Yeah.
Why was this community a good fit for you?
That's a great question, Mike. Number one, it's a wonderful place to live. Who wouldn't want to live here? Great quality of life, safe, wonderful schools, great economy. In my case as city manager, I have been blessed with outstanding elected leadership. The support that I've gotten over the years from the council members has been tremendous. They create an environment where it's fun to be here. They give staff the opportunity to be creative and progressive and sometimes push the envelope and do things that are outside of the box. Look at Uptown Normal. What a leap of faith the council took. We all took back in 98, 99, when that project got launched. And there were some very, very difficult decisions along the way, but the council was right there with the staff in lockstep. They supported us, and that makes, in a position like mine, that's rare.
What I do want to end with is your thoughts about the next city manager. You've been at this a while. You've worked with other city managers. You know other city managers. What are some qualities you think necessary for the next city manager to possess in order to excel in the job and to move the town forward?
I say, first of all, it is a great job, and it's well known as a great job in my profession. When I took the job 20 years ago, I had a good friend call me up and say, well, congratulations. He said, the downside is you've got no place to go but down. You've reached the pinnacle. Normal is considered a great community, and it's considered a very progressive and enviable local government because of our council and our mayor and the political leadership, but also an an outstanding staff. So whoever is fortunate enough to get the job is going to be very lucky. They're going to step into a great situation.
What do they need to get that job, though? And well, what qualities they need to bring to it?
You know, I think Mr. Fritzen made some. Number one, you've got to be a collaborator. You've got to, again, I used to be a bit of a micromanager, and my staff will share that with you. And I sort of figured that out 15 years ago, that's not going to work here. Number one, I'd be dead by now because I was routinely at work till 2 a.m. every night, and that didn't work. So I realized I've got good people, let them do their job. And I think that's important. So a collaborator, somebody that demonstrates great leadership skills, obviously a good communicator, somebody that has good political sensitivities, knows when to push, knows when to pull back.
Is that the same as political savviness?
Political savviness, absolutely. Even though they say city managers are apolitical, let's face it, we work in a political environment. You have to have those kinds of sensitivities.
Intuition, being able to read the lay of the land.
Absolutely.
And where the council's heads
absolutely.
At. Where the community's heads at.
You bet. And be able to establish good relationships.
How do you judge those qualities in a candidate? I mean, well, those are things you sort of learn along a long period of time.
It's not easy, but you can certainly look at where they've been and how they've performed in their job. You talk to people who have worked with them. You do thorough reference checking. It is an extraordinarily important decision that the council makes, and I think they're taking it very, very seriously, and I think they're going to take their time, and I'm convinced they'll make the right choice.
Okay, Mark, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas, and congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
Mark Peterson will hit the 30-year point in March of 2018 when he retires as the Town of Normal City Manager. This is Sound Ideas.